Welcome to Innovation Hub. I'm Kara Miller. Not long ago, a grad student was going about her everyday routine when she made a strange discovery. It was on the green, leafy campus of Princeton, inside the classroom of a professor named Danny Oppenheimer.
One day, I had forgotten my laptop, and I brought a notebook to class. And instead of taking notes on my laptop as I usually did, I was writing them longhand. And I felt like I got so much more out of his lecture that day. It was shocking. So I told him that anecdotally, and he said that he'd had a similar experience at a faculty meeting where he was typing everything that people said, but realized he actually had no idea what they'd been saying. So since we both had this intuition, we thought we should test it scientifically.
That's Pam Mueller, who, in addition to being a grad student, has also made it to the Jeopardy! Tournament of Champions. So after Mueller forgot her laptop, she and Oppenheimer devised a plan to figure out whether taking notes by hand makes you smarter. They created an experiment for two separate groups of college students. Each would watch TED Talks and take notes. One group by hand, the other on a laptop with no internet connection.
So they took notes, then we distracted them for a little while, and then gave them a test. The test had items that were factual recall, things straight out of what the TED Talk had said, and other items that were more conceptual, like how do Japan and Sweden differ in their approaches to inequality? So all the information they needed was in the talk, but they had to synthesize it. What we found was that on these conceptual application questions, the people who took notes on their laptops did significantly worse, and that this was a function of the fact that they were trying to essentially take verbatim notes of what the lecturer had been saying. So the more verbatim notes they took, the worse they were doing on these conceptual application kinds of questions.
That's right. The more accurate the notes, the worse college students understood what the speaker was saying. Laptop note takers didn't even do better when they got a chance to go back and review their highly accurate notes.
You'd think that a laptop note taker, you know, they'd have all this content written down. So maybe if they went back and studied it later, then it would be fine. You know, they'd bounce right back. But we found that that wasn't the case. We were really, really surprised by that, actually, that even if they got to study their notes, the longhand note takers were still doing better. So if they hadn't sort of encoded it at the outset, they didn't get it back later from studying.
The study could have impacts on pretty much all of us, whether we're in a college classroom or a corporate boardroom. For Mueller, a one-time accident has turned into a full-time regimen.
When I go to conferences and things, since that's generally the setting in which I'm hearing talks, I'm not sitting in a lot of classrooms these days, but when I go to conferences, I'm definitely taking notes in a notebook, and I find that I really am, you know, remembering more of what the different speakers said as opposed to this, you know, pile of words from the day that I would have on my laptop screen and be like, now which speaker said what? So I have changed.